Tales of the Cryptids podcast is brought to you by Jam from the Fam. Jam from the Fam is an Australian-born, American-made chili jam that's delicious with every bite. You can check them out at www.jamfromthefam.com, or you can go to @jamfromthefam on their social media. Make sure to check these guys out. That jam is delicious, and you'll never want to go back. Jam from the Fam. Okay, everyone. This is Tales of the Cryptids, a podcast about cryptids, conspiracies, cults, demons, serial killers, and any other horrors, real or not. Join us today for some good laughs as we uncover the truths about the strange and the unexplained.
All right, everyone, so this is the first episode of Tales of Cryptids.
Okay.
All right, Ronnie Rose here. How you doing? My buddy Ross.
Pleasure.
Jeremy. Adam, I think he's taking a piss.
He will be right back.
But this podcast, we talk about fantasy, conspiracy, anything under the sun that kind of rocks your boat, in a sense. And Halloween's coming up.
Lots of thrills, people.
So, let's talk about Halloween, boys. Now, I don't know the history of Halloween.
I mean, Halloween is very personal to me. I was born on Halloween.
Really?
8 in the morning. But it's crazy, though, because I really don't like horror, so to speak. It's kind of like my definition of horror. It's like I better be with some fucking friends. And if I'm getting like frightened or like I hate jump scares. Fuck the jump scare shit. Yeah. Like it's good in like plays, but like don't make my heart rate go.
Yeah.
So like I have a very different take on Halloween because I love that shit.
So you don't. So you're not about going to like haunted houses.
No, I love it though.
Oh, yeah.
I better be with some fucking friends.
Oh yeah. Because
like, I will be the person screaming in the movie accidentally.
I feel like that's a weird thing to go to alone.
Oh,
like
yeah,
a haunted hayride or something. Oh,
yeah.
That's a strange thing to go
to alone. Yeah, just
yeah.
alone. It's like I have that. Haunted house. Let's do it.
Well, you get very weirded out. You think that guy's like a shooter or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, but you hear the crazy stories and you never know. So
Halloween is, so my take on Halloween is that, you know, kids run around and they dress up and trick or treat, all that good stuff. And one of the things that I see a lot of girls doing is going out with, you know, the tits hanging out and stuff. That's my good time version of Halloween. But I know there's probably like a deeper history to it as to why Halloween is Halloween.
I mean, shit, Adam, what you thinking about? Like, I was thinking more of the psychology and how it affects, like how we, like, Americans think about it. Because I was like, oh, shit, why do I care about Halloween? Besides, it's my birthday. And I was like, I knew some of the history, though. I don't even study much.
Yeah. I mean, well, did you want to, like, start off with what you have, and then I can go into the history?
I think that'd be a good point. So, like, I have a couple little points. I was, like, just mainly thinking about, or, like, I don't even know, like, what I thought about it. So I was like, let me think about thriller culture, how Americans want to, like, apply thriller culture to this idea of Halloween. Like, I always think, what is the youth? Like, I do care about the youth. I'm the weirdest liberal conservative. I'm an accountant who likes progressiveness and go Bernie, but I don't know about Bernie. I don't know if I want to bring politics into this thing yet, but we'll figure that out going on.
Well, who knows if Bernie's going to still be in the race. He, like, went to the hospital.
I know! It's kind of, it's fucking me up, but we got to get the, you know, we got a lot of big shit, like, bigger shit to deal with, but on the topic of Halloween, like, I don't want to derail us too much.
Get off for a topic.
We did the intro?
No, but we can go back and do the intro. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, I did. I introduced everybody.
Okay.
And I said you were taking the piss, but...
That's perfect.
Whatever.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do a real intro soon for you guys.
Okay.
I also kind of wanted to talk about, like, how cultures view Halloween, like, even from Day of the Dead, like, there's always spirits walking, and, like, because that really goes into the history of my book. It's how do stories get passed down from generation to generation to generation, and that's why, like, kind of my point on thriller culture. It's, like, people are so willing to like delve into spooky conspiracy. It brings people together, like literally horror and ghosts and chills, like anything that brings chills. It's like if you can do that with a group of people, it's like that's group thought, that's workshopping, that's boardrooming, that's like how do you get the kids involved? And like,
even, well, look at movies, you know what I mean? Rob Zombie,
his
movies are
these people together. Yeah. House of a Thousand Corpses, I watched that and I was like, nah, I'm not watching that again.
It makes you feel sick. Like, to see
that. That was rough for me. I mean, I was probably like 14 or 15.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm good.
But one thing, I mean, to touch on what you're saying is I never understood why people had such a fascination with thriller movies and stuff like that, gore. And,
oh, I hate Saw. But if I'm with some, like, I don't want to see bloodshed.
Yeah.
I want to see, like, development. And, like, it's like old man talking some shit, you know? It's like, oof.
Yeah. Sound like kind of like those movies back in the day, like the Hitchcock movies. Like, it's more of a, I guess it's more scary from the standpoint of the script, not the actual, like, violence and, you know, everything that else is in there, in a sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you though.
No,
that's where those jump scares come in. You're like, it's coming, no, it's coming, no, it didn't come, and then you just like they like trick you. It's like they've gotten really good at just be like, all right, you think it's gonna come now, right? We'll do this like 3-4 times, and then like they get you, and I'm like, oh fuck,
yeah. Especially when they get the strings going, like the violins and stuff.
Music's
and
huge.
They it's like, or whatever, and then it's pause. It's like, man, that really scared me. And then the scare comes with like no music audio behind it. It's just straight up like
that's
a crash
cool.
or something.
That's
yeah.
like, what's that?
Everything's coming full circle.
What's that? Yeah. What's that Jack Nicholson movie? Shining.
Yeah.
Didn't have like really any music in it, I don't think.
I don't think so.
No.
It was just all the camera angles and how it was shot.
Yeah.
Boogie, don't open that door. And. But I mean, it's
chirping.
No,
she would try to escape.
No, but
boogie the cat scary outside.
I mean, even just watching some basic documentaries, it's like it's more the sensations, the feels. Now it's like we've gotten 2020 on this bitch. Like they want you to see it, feel the fog, have someone tickle down your back while fucking Freddy creeps behind you and like
yeah, chills.
And it's just like, oh, you want me to shit myself? You want me to piss myself? Like, that's all in good fun. But I mean, like, even going back and like, historically, like, sacrifice, murder, what brought people together before a newspaper? Even like, when people like, were writing newspapers, they're like, yo, there's a dead body. Did you know Lincoln's tour? Like, they toured Lincoln's dead body. We don't know where he's, like, we kind of know where he's buried, but like, essentially, he just got rotted down the Mississippi, like, being like, well, he's dead, and he did all this stuff, and
hold on,
Abe Lincoln.
We don't know where he's buried?
Technically, no, because he just literally...
Is this a conspiracy?
No,
this...
I mean, it's...
I've never heard of this.
I never thought of it.
They had the body, then they put him down the river.
Literally.
Yeah, Viking funeral.
Yeah, who put him down the river?
It's insane.
No, not a river. No, man, it's like, it was a river. So it's like, I mean, think about mines in the 1800s. Much different.
They're dumber.
Much. There was no way of technology. You couldn't be like, no one believed Abe Lincoln was dead. I mean, it wasn't for that sense. It was like a
that's
funeral.
True. The country didn't know. The world didn't know.
It's more of a funeral, right? But how do you get country bumpkin, you know, and fucking Virginia and Mississippi. I don't think they went as far as Mississippi. I know they went like.
Yeah, they didn't tell Mississippi. They're like, fuck this.
Like,
yeah.
I think they went more Ohio to like Virginia and did that like kind of panhandle. But like, still, the fuck?
That's
like,
crazy.
That's like you. Like, that's crazy. Don't put my dead body on a fucking.
We're gonna have to fact check that though.
Yeah.
Wait. So, Adam, I mean, what's your definition of Halloween, or what you
well,
think it is?
I mean, I can get into the history of Halloween. So, what we consider Halloween, of course, sometimes referred to as All Hallows Eve, is very different from what people celebrate now, like they celebrated it a lot differently than how we celebrate it. So The early traces of Halloween date back to the Celtics, who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in what is known as Ireland. And the Celts celebrated what they called Samhain or Samhain, and it basically means summer's end. So, yeah,
so it's kind of like the turn of the seasons, and like I was kind of reading a little bit about it, and like I mean, you might have a little more experience with like I'm not the what does it say, a star, moon, rising, Scorpio person, but back in like historical references, the sun meant crops were gonna die,
right,
or not going to die,
right?
And it's like when the Celts or anyone like would study this, they would be like, this is Hallow's Eve. We were related with like plants are dying and shit.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
I don't know. Like, what do you
so
think?
Basically, okay. So this Samhain was the Celtic New Year's,
mm-hmm,
and celebration for the Day of the Dead. Right. It was the beginning of the dark, cold winter. It was a time of year that was often associated with human death. So this is most likely the reason why the Druids, who were the Celtic priests, believed that the spirits of those who died the preceding year roamed the earth on the night of Samhain. And these souls would be more available for contact with the living. The Druids celebrated this holiday with a great fire festival to encourage the dimming sun not to vanish. And people danced around the bonfires to keep evil spirits away, but left their doors open in hopes that the friendly spirits of their loved ones might join them around their hearths, which is basically like mud huts. On this night, divination was thought to be more effective than any other time. So methods were derived to ascertain who might marry, what great person might be born, who might rise to prominence, or who might die. Also during the celebration, the Celts wore costumes, and these costumes were mostly consisted of like dead animal skins and the heads of animals, and they attempted to tell each other's fortunes. Corpses were burned, and animals were sacrificed. The spirits were believed to either be entertained by these actions or would find a body to possess for the upcoming year. So this gives us like some really good insight into the reason why people also dressed up like witches, ghosts, or goblins. And it was a ploy to basically trick the ghosts into thinking they were already dead. So they wouldn't possess their bodies.
Well, spirits were very different thing, like 2020 spirits and 1800 century spirits, and it's not, I know Jeremy, you're going to rip me to shreds with that statement, but it's like, it's a mind state too, like how's the world affected by spirits, like today versus like I love every culture, but Karun and Fandeth, why does that exist? It's a suicide. Like,
we don't want
to. I don't want to.
I don't want to. I don't want to. Like,
no, we're not going.
Like,
we
might
have to. No, we're not.
Future and current.
Yeah,
Korea. You do
Jesus.
You. Yeah. I don't
know, but I've heard it from Korean people.
But if you want to commit suicide, I just want
to
say, like, hey, just
come talk to us.
Talk to someone.
Yeah. Like,
there's
talk,
a lot of resources
us
out there.
Shit.
We can do this. We can definitely
it's,
do
it
this
takes
together.
A village, and the village does not consist of, like, I like things that go online, they make sense, but, like, if you're throwing wackadoo shit, I love that, but why is it wackadoo? Like, you gotta get into that.
So really, I mean, at the end of the day, spirits are like for individual people. It's not, it's no one's saying this is a real thing.
Yeah.
No one's saying that this is something that you have to believe in a sense. You know, this is for, because me personally, I mean, I try to believe in, you know, religion and things like that. It's hard for me. I more so believe in, like,
well,
the energy you put in the world, the energy you get back, in a sense. But as far as Casper the ghost walking in the door, you know what I mean? I don't really believe that. Or even you know, more serious note, like you know, someone I knew or something, you know, come and say, what's up, man? You know, how you doing? That's not, you know, but you've had that experience as well.
I mean, yeah, it's all personal experience, like, what you're open to, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like, if you believe something enough. It's,
would you say that? Would you say that someone who like sees spirits or something like that, they're more aware in a way.
I mean, yeah, if anything, it's just you can have someone walking around texting on the phone in the middle of the street, they don't see a car coming, and they get hit, but that doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
It just means that you're not aware of it.
Interesting.
And it all depends on your awareness, like, kind of emulates how you act, I think, in a sense, you know what I mean? So it's like someone, it's, you see it in timeless cartoons where, like, there's one person that's super aware of a ghost in the room, and they're shaking and scared, but then there's the other person that's, like, totally oblivious, and they're just watching TV, and nothing bad happens to them, but the person that's aware is just needlessly trying to dodge all this danger around them and, like, move the other person out of the way, but, you know, the person that can't really see, they're just kind of, like, chilling, you know?
Yeah,
no, it's funny in a sense. So it's funny because it's true, you know.
No, yeah.
You know, and I love it though because it's like I've had weird. I'm not gonna hate being an ultimate denier, and which I might have originally blown up about, but it's energy and people, how people perceive energy, and you can never like you never want to ridicule somebody upon entry, upon taking it out, but like it's kind of like the listening.
Yeah.
Always listen first, ask questions later,
mm-hmm.
and like internalize, perceive, because the person who's going to say, what the fuck did you do with that ghost?
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, next.
Yeah.
But like, it all takes a listening mentality, and I do believe that, so it's like.
Well, should we like talk about different types of, like we have some questions about ghosts.
Yeah, we can explore.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's Halloween's around the corner. So, you know, what better conversation to get into?
Okay. Who's your favorite ghost, for one?
Oh, okay.
Jim Morrison?
New levels of ghosts.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Cheers to that one.
Yeah. I think, I like Casper.
Casper,
I said he's very friendly.
Friendly
ghost. I'm gonna get back to this. Right,
yeah.
How old is Casper? Is that 80s or 90s?
That's definitely 90s.
Yeah. Because
yeah,
I mean, I remember growing up watching those Casper movies.
Yeah.
And, like, in shock and like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, he was such a great ghost.
You ever like go back to a 90s movie and like you're like the quality was so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But, like now it's like I can jump in the fucking
yeah.
screen and eat the food that they're making.
Hell yeah. Oh, okay. On that note, it's about food and like 90s and quality of movies. So, also like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, he was cool. Like all he just wanted to do was like eat some food.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like he would have really been a good friend. So, like, if you're like in school and like you're at the playground, taking it back, right? And like the bullies just making fun of you because you're just like a little bit more fat than all the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
But like Slimer was there.
Yeah.
He'd just be there to like slime the bully.
Slime the bully.
Like, fuck,
that's
yeah,
a heavy trade off, though. That's a huge responsibility to clean in your house like every second. That's.
No, he just could be your friend. He doesn't have to live with
you. I feel like he wants
to.
I feel like he's that kind of dude that doesn't respect personal space.
Yeah, he'd be the annoying friend. But, like, you know, like, if he slimed the class bully, you know, and he's like,
yeah,
you know, like,
a little slime
kitchen. No, maybe you should be nicer to people. You won't get slimed all the time.
That's
yeah.
true.
But,
I mean, all right.
Knocking on the bathroom
door,
taking crap.
Yeah, even not. I feel like you would just fly through.
You don't in there?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so crazy.
Get the fuck, yo,
yeah.
day up.
Yeah.
You slimed everything in the house.
We
ate
all
meat.
The food.
No, but I do believe in. Okay, so on that note, so there's like a good and a bad energy, so to speak. Like people are good, people are bad. Ghosts are good, bad. Ghosts are bad. Ghosts are good. Ghosts are bad. Whatever the fuck, how you want to say it. So I believe in that. And so it's like slime, he's coming in to fuck your shit up in my head.
Yeah,
but then
slimer.
like you have some familial ghosts, like some and like you can't deny like generations of school thinking. People have thought these ways for years in my head. Like you're gonna be that one kid to be like, fuck that. Like
yeah.
nope, you're gonna be the one a smart person should say, what do you mean by that? I mean, try to incorporate my thinking, but I'm good and bad. What
yeah.
do you guys think? Like,
well,
like the,
I think
like,
that
I
like
know.
Goes into the next question. Who's like, in your opinion, the scariest ghost?
Well, I guess that would be like from not Freddy, but who's
Jason?
Freddy.
Freddy's
not a ghost.
Freddy's like I would classify him more as a demon.
Yeah, demon. Yeah.
He's
like
haunting
your
dreams.
Dream,
yeah.
Nightmares.
Yeah.
cross contaminating shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
it depends on what your definition of a ghost is. Then.
So the ghost is a soul or spirit of a dead person that can appear to the living. Descriptions of ghosts vary widely, from the invisible presence to translucent or barely visible wispy shapes to realistic life forms. And also, a fun fact is the deliberate attempt to contact the spirit of a deceased person is known as a necromancy, or in spiritism, as a seance.
Yes.
A seance.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, okay, pentagrams, how do we feel about them? Halloween around the corner.
First of all, what's a pentagram?
It's that
666.
Oh. The pentagram is that
star
David.
David.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you flip it upside down.
Okay.
Or upside down.
Well, it's,
you know, we'll
a lot of interpretation.
I don't know.
You guys will figure
it out. I haven't actually done a seance,
so my brain,
I don't know exactly.
The only reason I say, like, I do believe in some witchy shit, and I like the effects of witchy shit, or at least the communal effects of witchy shit, because once you got a bunch of demons can be people, demons can be next to you, demons can be on your shoulder, everyone's got demons. So
true.
It's like, I was talking about, what's your definition of ghosts?
Yeah.
What's your definition of demons? What's your definition of a ghost?
Yeah.
It's all the bewitched, the behallowed.
Yeah.
It's like, what is the worst in people?
I think,
and like, how do you conquer it?
The great thing about this podcast is we'll get into demons.
Okay.
We'll get into like, well, I think we'll get more in depth into like specific type of ghosts, specific type of cryptids.
Okay.
And we'll get into all that. But, I have like a couple more questions if you're down.
Oh, of
all
course.
Right. Well, so,
did anyone answer the scariest ghost?
Honestly,
like,
I don't know.
We
like,
we didn't even nail it.
I was thinking.
Oh,
man,
I just
like come on, shit.
Okay, so for me, I mean, she wasn't really super scary in the sense of like she was supposed to be, but no, it's all good. It's what is that movie? I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this little kid and.
We got Google machines everywhere.
I'm trying to beat that though. The Sixth Sense, when that the bulimic girl starts like throwing up all over herself, he's hiding in the tent. That scared me. I think that's like
the Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. He was dead. No, yeah.
I see dead people.
Yeah.
A line said millions of times.
Yeah, but the bulimic girl, that really got me.
Yeah,
for the longest time I thought like. Believe it's like, oh, it's a ghost that comes and scares people. I was like, no, man, like, that's not what it is. It's a serious condition. And
wait,
you know.
I'm not laughing about that help part because I agree. I don't know.
Ghosts don't really scare me as much as like cartels and shit, dude.
Cartels are more
tangible.
More free.
You're chilling in Mexico, and next thing you wake up with one less liver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was writing some notes down, like, touch on this, guys, please, because I don't know even how I feel about it. So, like, it goes back to, like, Luigi's Mansion, my favorite ghost, but that's just, like, a fantasized version of the ghost.
I mean, that's
so, amazing.
I think that counts.
Yeah, that
so
counts.
like Jerry, who's just like, I like fucking anything
wait,
from Jam.
Jerry Springer? Or?
Jerry Garcia versus, I don't want to say
Jerry Springer.
Jerry
Springer.
Like, Jerry Springer, fuck late night TV. Seriously, though, like, I love it and I hate it, and I'm just like, buy anything that.
You still
won? Probably. Like,
Jerry Springer?
No.
I'm like naturally thinking, like, what's a Scooby-Doo ghost and what's a real ghost? Because like they combine and they don't combine, and people's perception of them go in and out.
Well,
and what's fantasized, what's not fantasized, what's reality, what isn't.
I would say Scooby-Doo ghost is the our cultural, you know, what we grew up on, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural ghosts, like what we think of as a ghost, you know.
How's that relating to Halloween?
Well, I think like Halloween.
Back to, like, roots of full
circle. I think, well, see, here's the thing. So if we go back, the full circle of ghosts, I mean, like, there's a lot of different cultures that had different types of ghosts. And we started the podcast off with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. right, where the Celtics celebrated, and Samhain was the day that they felt like the spirits could communicate with the living. So that's how we've gotten to ghosts. But like, when we're talking about ghosts, like it can be so broad, and I'm sure we'll have other episodes about different types of ghosts.
You can go on an endless series of tales, and ghosts mean separate things. To talk to a witch doctor, go get your card, go have a tarot card reading, or your energy, like, it's very, it's something where, like, if someone wants to talk to you, like, devolve that information, devolve whatever the correct vocabulary word is, it's one-on-one or in a group of people that you really care about, or you don't care that you release some personal information because it's
my buddy, like, what did you hear me?
Yeah. Like, well, fuck that. Like,
nothing Facebook doesn't have already.
Exactly. Okay. So, but I'm all, like,
I feel like, like, a good question to ask, you mm-hmm. know, like, what are ghosts? What are ghosts made of? And, like, you know, and the truth is, I've tried to look at, like, just to prepare for this specific podcast, you know, I was like, what are ghosts made out of? And I was, like, reading articles and stuff, and it was like, we don't fucking know. We don't know what ghosts are made out of. And that's okay, you know.
But ghosts are made of different things. They're like, what are you going on? What are ghosts made of to you? I don't even know what.
Dude, you could even, you wouldn't have words for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we could just move on to, like, something else. Like, who would you ghost bust?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, he's not dead. He's not dead. Yeah.
But, like, is ghostbusting mean, like, is the person haunted?
Like, yeah, it's like haunting you. You know, like Ghostbusters. Like, you have your back.
No, but I don't take away the haunting from somebody.
We're four, you know, people, and we're ghostbusting.
Okay. No, I was thinking of, like, who are we going to help when we're ghostbusting? But, like, who are we ghostbusting?
Yeah, who are we ghostbusting?
Yo.
What ghost would you bust?
I hope we'd be on that Hitler shit and, like, taking down the big ghosts in the world. Like,
100%.
Like,
yeah,
taking, like, all the fucking bad guys, just, like, zooping them up, taking them to hell. Like,
have y'all heard of, like, stories about how the four horsemen were riding through the skies of the World War One, or I don't know which one it was, but, like, there's stories about the four horsemen riding through. I think it was World War One. It might be World War Two.
Probably.
And I don't have
less planes.
And I don't really remember. But have y'all heard about that?
No,
Like people on the battlefield seeing, like, the four horsemen in the sky.
They see some nuts shit. Yeah. I would not doubt anything someone sees in the field.
You know, like, Abraham Ghost Killer or something.
Have you seen that?
Have you seen that movie?
The vampire one? I popped it.
Yeah,
I was expecting it. It was really bad.
I think if I was a ghost,
I had to finish it though.
Bust.
I finished it too.
I would ghost bust ghostwriters from mumble rap.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
You're not a fan of the mumble rap?
No.
I mean, it's
a time place. I'm sorry.
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of them. Well, some of their beats are awesome, but the rap is just
production.
Like, it gets old. Like,
yeah,
what are you saying?
And if you need a ghost rap for mumble rap,
yeah,
that's pretty bad.
Like, it's bordering.
Yeah.
Like, there is no Drake. There's like 40 people behind. I'm not saying there isn't a Drake.
So,
Drake is a ghost.
Okay.
Well,
you know, you were kind of so Jeremy, you were kind of talking to us about.
Drake's a ghost.
Drake hangs out in no one's mills.
What,
really?
Yeah.
You know, in his car or something.
Wait, what?
Drake is like, I think he owns real estate in no one's mills.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He looks around.
I mean, 100% because it's so secluded.
Because
people wouldn't believe it. Would you believe it? Drake's in Maryland. They'd be like,
whatever, man.
You go into
Shoppers.
Yeah.
Or
all the foods.
And you see Drake next to you buying fucking 100%. Cheese.
I mean, that guy looks like Drake.
Yeah, he is.
How would that
you know who I really like, though?
You saw Drake.
I wouldn't really.
I
wouldn't
even
think anything of it. I mean, I met some
celebrities before. And he's from Maryland. Logic.
Logic is dope.
He's
very dope.
Yeah,
he's still grassroots. Appreciate that, man.
There's certain people who I guess I would see and they would probably He can haunt me. Spit those raps. You
probably not fucking want that. No, you get annoyed as shit.
On the record.
No, Lodge, pretty good. But,
East Coast all day.
So what I get out of Halloween is I just kind of get the, you know, dressing up and stuff like that, which I kind of got in what you said. I feel like that's what, like, most people take out of it, because it's like one day, and like that's it.
Yeah, it's such a great. It's honestly one of my favorite holidays.
Halloween.
Yeah, you could dress 100%. Up. Like
all the freaks,
you know,
come out to play.
You can be whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. And you like it's a really a holiday about like friendship.
Yes.
Like it's not a holiday about
Santa. You go out with your boys, just getting candy or girls, whatever.
Like, even so, like,
tune in next week.
our plan meeting.
Jeremy.
Would you be like, all right, so you were talking about you had a ghost story?
Oh, I mean, I got a ton of ghost stories.
More personal, like, you know, the sensations I was talking about in the middle, at the beginning?
The chills. Chills down the spine. Right. I don't know if it's spine chilling, I'm pretty.
No, but like, also.
Kind of dude.
No, but like, personal.
We're not talking about you watching porn, Ross.
I can't do that.
I'm sorry,
things beat all over the place. I remember being a little kid. Like, this was like this was in preschool, actually. Before, like, I just started kindergarten. So we lived in the woods part, and there's a Quaker area. I didn't know what any of that was when I was little, but so it was a 3-4 story house, and my mom and I slept down on like the second lowest level, which was like quote unquote the guest room, but you know, we're sleeping in there, there's a bed, and then, you know, I have my little area in the corner and stuff. So I would always hear, like, because we live right next to the highway, so there are always these tractor trailers going by, and it like freaked me out. So I'm like, oh, what is that? Or she's like, oh, it's a tractor trailer. I'm like, oh, is it going to drive through the house? And she's like, no, it's on the highway, you're fine. I'm like, oh, okay. And I would always hear these things in the middle of the night, wake me up. So one night, I heard it, and I got scared, and I look over, and she's sleeping on the highway. So, you know, little kid version of me is like, oh, man, it's going to sleep. So I go back to sleep, or try to, and I see this kind of, like, light in the corner of the room. And I'm kind of, like, looking. It's on my side of the bed, and she's on her side of the bed. And I'm looking at it, I'm kind of like, Mom, I'm shaking her, and she's just out, flat snoring. I'm like, oh my god, man. Damn. So it starts like getting brighter, and it kind of like takes this form of like this tall man, and he has on this like floppy hat, and you know, he's dressed in like this traditional, you know, garb, whatever. And so he's like looking and like pointing at me and getting closer, like slowly. And I'm like, Mom, wake up. And she's just snoring, like, not even moving or anything, and it's getting closer and closer, and his fingers like about to touch me. I'm like, Mom, and I like, push her over, and she like rolls over, and I fall out of the bed, and I'm freaking out and crying, and it disappeared. And I was telling her, I was like, oh, I saw something in the room, and I tried to wake you up, you didn't wake up, and what's this about? She's like, oh, you're just dreaming, like whatever. But like thinking about it now, it's crazy because like that's what a Quaker would have looked like back in the day. I'm like, how would I have known that as a little kid? It's just it's some crazy stuff. Like, there was a bunch of weird happenings in that area. But, yeah.
That's, I mean, as much as I question and confused about religion, like,
religious areas have like powerful energy. Like think of like Salt Lake City and the Mormons. Like some weird shit goes on there, but it's very prosperous. Economy's good. You can have a good time. Go skiing. Like people are very friendly.
Eight wives.
Shit.
There's a lot of farmhands. I've seen Mormon houses. I'm like, damn, that's an efficient
household run by some, like, there's a, you know, I hate to call it pecking order shit, but like,
that's weird to me. You know, like, it's like, how can you get that many people to fall in line? Whether you're talking about Mormonism, Scientology, Christianity,
it doesn't matter.
It seems like people will.
It's group thought.
What's
group thinking?
Yeah. You know, Scientology gets me the most because that was just
That might be a couple episodes on its own. Yeah.
But you know what's interesting is how old were you, Jeremy?
Oh man, like I'm not good with age. I still remember like it was yesterday. Like so, however old you are before, you know, first grade, kindergarten.
So like 4 or 5 years old.
Dude,
I say kids honestly, the most.
Yeah, like I've heard that like kids eat, and honestly, dude, I have like 3 different instances where I've seen something.
Yeah.
One instance was I was sleeping. I was like probably like 5 years old, and I saw this flash, and it looked like an angel,
mm-hmm.
right? And it just flashed and lit up the bedroom. And I woke my dad up. I was like, dude, did you see that?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I was just like chilling, you know. And he was like, nah, like, you were dreaming. I was like, no, I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's a violation of a kid's, like, no one got in here. Like, what do you mean, dad?
You're not a little kid. You're a little kid. Just go back to bed.
And then I was like, another one I saw who looked like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I don't know. He was like a very happy being. He didn't have like a red. He was like a very
great grandpa.
He was like an old man with a white beard. And I was like, no. He was very happy. I don't know. I was
like
a
child. Like the Saint old Nick or big old Nick?
Maybe Santa Claus isn't like so
possessed. Yeah. Santa Claus looks like
isn't the best interpretation, you know?
Yeah.
But he was just like chilling, and then there was this other one. And these were all before I was 7 years old. There's this other one where I was at a family member's home, and they like moved since then. But I was at the stairs, and like the bathroom closet always like was like something weird about it.
Yeah.
Right. So I remember like opening it up and like something was telling me, it's like, don't open it up. Don't open it up. And I opened it and I saw like this this ET looking like creature, but it had smaller eyes.
Yeah.
Right. So I ran down the stairs. Right. And I remember like coming down the stairs, right? And I'm like screaming.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, y'all need to fucking see this, to my brother and my mom. She's like, no, man. And grabbed my arm. And I was like, fuck! Ah! Like I was screaming so loud. And then I was like, what?
Yeah.
Right. And they ran over to the stairs, right? And I was trying to explain it to them. And I was like, they didn't see shit. This thing is just like crawled back into the
this hole.
Yeah, like the bathroom, and like from then on, I was like, all right, I'm not going in there. I can't even like open that closet again.
It's tougher, man.
And it's like
my only thing.
Maybe it's something in my own kid's imagination.
So
this might have been my imagination.
I was a kid.
I was 10 years old,
and I was walking up. This is when I think my parents just got our house in Hereford, and the basement wasn't done.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, just renovated and stuff or whatever, just getting to that point. And I think I was probably about like 8 or 9, and I just went downstairs by myself for whatever reason. You know, kids are always scared of the basement. And I remember walking upstairs, and I felt a fucking hand grab my ankle. And I remember starting to scream. And
yeah.
I guess I was so terrified I just put it out of my memory until now.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's my only recollection of any type of ghost. Any, what about you? I thought you got like a million stories.
I mean, ghosts are more of a personal thing for me. So it's like I internalize ghosts as like, what are my ghosts? Or like, oh, okay. What, or like,
yeah. Like, like, held into the closet,
or like, ghosts,
or regrets, like, regrets are ghosts, like, past ancestors are ghosts, like, the shit that, like, the past shit of people in different shit are, like, I don't know, I don't even know what I even think of ghosts, that's like, that's the fucked up part,
yeah,
like, that's like, because people, like, how can you deny cultures and hundreds of people being like, nope, that's what I saw.
Well, I mean, you can't really deny it. I think like, exactly. By your definition, it's a personal experience, so that's what you can speak from, but you can't speak from a point of literal ghost. You can speak from a point of metaphorical ghost.
I agree.
And which they also reference Casper.
Hell yeah!
Which is
a friendly ghost.
So, at the end of the day, Halloween, just fucking fun.
Fuck yeah.
You know? I guess you can get deep into it, and you can take away, you know, paganism and witches, and I think paganism is like the same thing as like witches, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's where we're getting into sex of paganism, we're getting into druids, or are you getting into
paganism was
anything that wasn't Christian.
It all relates back to the definition of ghosts, because it's like if you were a Celt, you were sacrificing in the name of a Nordic god. If you were an Aztec, you were doing it to for the fruition of life and prosperity, and those the motherfuckers like to see a horrible. Oh, they had demons everywhere. They had ghosts everywhere. What is that? It's either some sect of the Aztecs. They had a whistle that was like a ghost whistle, and it was like a shrill. If we could pull that up, I don't know. It's like a death whistle. Just imagine like 17,000 death whistles. Like the only reason people know about it is
what?
Columbus.
That's weird.
Really? When Columbus invaded. Or like that, not Columbus. You know, they went into America. The colonialism shit happened. Like, it's how did the people like defend themselves?
Right.
They had thousands of whistles that just literally sounded like hyenas yelling. But they would call it like
that's crazy.
The white people would call it demons coming at them, even though they had cannonballs. They would just start shooting cannonballs left and right because it doesn't matter when you have I love. You never can go into Russia and invade it without getting fucked. You know why? Because Russian people know Russia better than anyone else.
Yeah.
And you got two months of, like, sun and then the rest.
Sistema.
Fuck yeah. Like, it's a full circle.
Yeah, Russian martial art.
Like,
that would be a whole nother conversation.
Sistema.
It's beautiful, dude. Something that I practice very often. But, yeah. Dude, the Russians... So they developed this martial art where if you were getting attacked by everyone, you know, people from Europe, Middle East, the Mongols, everybody was attacking them. They were like, we have to develop this martial art that is very efficient. And they developed this martial art called Sistema.
Yeah, we can get deep into that. Because did that form into Krav Maga? Did that form into martial arts? Or
It's its own thing. It's what the Russian Special Forces military train.
Still?
Yes.
But how old is it, though? Because it's like...
You know, I don't know the exact age of it.
Because think of martial arts going back from, like, that's, like... I mean, in my head, the dawn of time is, like, that... Eurasian mix of schools and of ideas, and then like schools of thought get passed down to like, you know, nonas and babushkas, and their sons learn it, and you know, they live by a code, and
it's dope. Like and the way that we do it is very conflict resolution, and we take out the toxic masculinity, right? And we're doing it with friends, and we're really trying to do it in a healing / learning way. So it's really cool.
So, but yeah, so I mean, this, for everyone who's going to be listening to this podcast is going to talk about many different things over the course of time. And, you know, today we were talking about Halloween, and obviously we learned a few things about it. And really what I learned is, you know, to each his own, in a sense, to each his own.
Cheers.
This is going to be something that you can find on SoundCloud. We're going to try to put it on a couple of platforms. Definitely Instagram, Facebook. all that other social media stuff. Anywhere else you think we should put this?
Yeah, I think we should try for a lot of things, like iTunes, Stitcher.
Work in progress, babies.
Yeah, I just want to do one last thing.
Sure.
Before we end it off. All right. So, like, I've, like, researched through the internet and for basically what people have said about ghosts. So, Killleek, with a bunch of E's, said, who do you think the Snapchat ghost was before he died?
The Snapchat ghost.
The Snapchat ghost.
Like the representative, like what was Hive Mind?
Like ghost? The logo of Snapchat?
Yeah.
It's like, a ghost?
I mean, like who was...
What is the logo of Snapchat?
Oh, it's just a Snapchat ghost. Look it up, look it up. All right.
Oh, no, but horror, fucking... Okay.
So, anyways, so Megan said, I like to lift my feet up so that the person in the stall next to me thinks it's a ghost that has diarrhea.
She nasty.
Yeah, she's super nasty. Smart nigga.
What's your demon?
Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah. All right. And Jenny said, "I wonder if the veil between parallel worlds ever blurs enough that some other being sees me and is like, there's that sad, fat ghost again."
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. You're not that fat. There's a lot of things to lose weight if you feel like you're fat.
We're supporting you,
yeah,
no matter what.
We support
shame.
We support. We really support you, Jenny. You know. Yeah. So, anyways, you can find like a lot of these quotes. Just search 21 hilarious tweets about ghosts on BuzzFeed.
And if you guys have any cool ghost stories or anything like that, make sure to drop a comment below once we post this up. To our social medias.
Right, guys.
Yeah. And thank you for listening. And thank y'all for being here and speaking on this.
That's great. Yeah, of course. See you, beautiful people. Keep dreaming.
Keep on keeping.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't drink too much. See
ya. Put that on.
Yeah.
Make a little pizza. Put some on it.
Oh, I'm there.
Put some pesto.
I'm there.